Hey everyone, in this episode, I'm going to share with you four lessons I got when I invested over $20,000 in my business as well as personal development.
This is the podcast for people that believe they do not need to change the world. We believe it's all about becoming the most effective version of yourself in the moments in life that matter the most. This is
the Inner Changemaker Podcast. Instead of changing the world, change their world. Changemakers, what is going on, everyone? It is your man, your host, Jay Wong, and so excited that you are joining me for this special episode. Now, I know it's been a little while. I've promised this episode for quite some time. And for those of you that have been following me on Instagram or Insta stories, you know that I've been doing quite a little bit of traveling. I was in Toronto for a few different events. I was just came back from Seattle visiting some family there. And, you know, things are going amazing in terms of business, but it hasn't really left me a lot of time to create. And I'm going to address this in a later episode. But because I've promised this episode for quite some time, I want to dive almost right into it. So context for everything, because context is ever so important. I know a lot of you listening right now are looking to build up your business, your brand. Some of you might be podcasters, some of you might be YouTubers, some of you might just be at the beginning of it all, right? And some of you might have a successful business but have not, you know, used content marketing as a way of growing it. So wherever you are on that spectrum, I know something about you. I know that if you are drawn to this show, if you've been following me for one episode or 100 or 200, however many it's been, that you're looking to create not just content, not just vanity metrics, not just random engagement on Instagram or whatever channel that you're using. You're looking to create legacy. You're looking to create legacy in what you're doing and the impact of your work and your community. And I know that's important to you. And that's why I want to share these lessons with you, because I know when I was starting, I didn't have any type of money, or I couldn't make any of the investments that I wanted to be, that I wanted to. So I couldn't be in the rooms that I wanted to be in. And, you know, I think before I dive into the events and I tell you which ones I went to and some of the kind of core lessons I got from them, I think it's important to address this right in the beginning, because I think if you're starting out, you have this illusion that you have to be at events, you know, because it's so lonely, right? And don't get me wrong, it is lonely, but truth be told, with the technology that we have today, and if you are if you're in a big city, I don't think you have any type of excuse. But if you're in any real city, like any place in North America, there is more, like there's likely to be a meetup group or community that you can kind of go ahead and plug yourself into. So if you're just starting out, don't think that, you know, you need to be investing hundreds and thousands of dollars that, first of all, you probably don't have if you're just really starting out on your business. That's the first ones that I went to. I went to like the first live ones in Toronto was by a group named TEP, which stood for Toronto Entrepreneurs Passion and Purpose, run by a good friend of mine, Ron Sang. And those are really some great events just to meet other individuals, other coaches, other trainers, other content creators. But here's the second piece of that. And you know, I'm biased on this, but if you're just starting out, maybe, just maybe, it's a really good idea to have a platform where instead of going out to the events, you can ask the speakers of the events to come on your platform, aka a freaking podcast, and share with you in personal real time. Like, how much would it be worth? Like, I tried to do the math one time, looking at the type of guests that we've had on. We've had on now a few billionaires. New York bestsellers, right? A lot of our guests are like world-renowned speakers that like people have paid like $1,000, $2,000, $5,000 tickets to go see. And so if you have your own platform, this is something I figured out really early on. You don't have to do what everyone else is doing. You don't have to go to the big events. Now, getting into some of my lessons, I do think that there are some pros in going to some events because you get the community side, you get the culture buy-in of, you know, whatever event that you're going into. You get a chance to reflect on your own values. You get a chance to meet other like-minded people. I think events is kind of where it's at. So those are some of the ground rules that if you're just starting out, you don't have to go to events. If you have a podcast, that's kind of like the ultimate hack. You've heard me talk about this many, many times. If you need any help getting started in that area, feel free to go download my podcast creation roadmap. I think it's www.theinterchangemaker.com/roadmap. But getting into my four different lessons, the first one, creating experiences. That is the first lesson. If there was one huge takeaway after watching people go through and put together 3-day events, 2-day intensives, I hosted a couple mastermind dinners. I saw someone put together a half day intensive. If I had one major takeaway from all of that, is that the money is in the experiences. Now, let me tell you what I mean by that. One, whenever, have you ever booked like a hotel or ever like had a first class like ticket, or have you ever got like a VIP ticket to anything like a concert or a baseball game or whatever? Like if you've ever done anything that is above the general admission, you know, sometimes it is about the experience of that thing rather than the actual costs of that thing. And so when I say that's where the money's at, one, you're charging a premium, not because of the product costs X, you're charging a premium because the experience matters more. And that was a huge takeaway for me. I mean, it's something that I've always known. You know, some of you know my work history with Strategic Coach, and they have always positioned themselves as a high-end coaching and training facility and a high-end and coaching and training platform for entrepreneurs that make a lot of money. And so there's like income qualifiers, like you have to get your accountant to send us like your actual T4, like your actual like taxes. Like we have to know that whatever your net income was, like we have to see that before we even like engage in that conversation with you on logistically, how are you going to come to these workshops, right? And so I think in me going into some of these events, I saw the experiences that people were trying to create. And there's different experiences, right? There's 3-day experiences. Like I was at Tribe Live, they were doing a 3-day event. That experience is a little different than when you go to a 2-day intensive where there's only like 15 people and it's very hands-on, you know, and it's very like full-on, like we're working on your business, we're implementing it. I went to a half-day event put on by Rachel Miller as well, and that had a different feeling. The crowd was different. The experience of it was different, right? And that was almost as an added bonus for people that had invested in her course. And so, by the way, if you don't know who Rachel Miller is, go look up her stuff. Go follow her. She specializes in growing Facebook pages, Facebook groups. And in the next 12 to 18 months, I guarantee you she's going to blow up. That's where my, if I was, you know, if there was a way of quote unquote betting on someone's like personal brand or stock, I would love to be able to do so. And I wanted to tell you first and foremost here on the podcast, like that's where I think she's going to do some really special things. So she's brilliant. And going back into the lesson, I think for all of you, think about how are you creating an experience? Now, does that mean you have to do a live event right off the bat? No, it's something that I'm tinkering with and I'm playing around with, and we might be announcing something soon, wink, wink. But if you are in a different stage, if you are not thinking about a different like live event, if you're just starting out, think about, what's the experience of someone talking to you? What's the experience of someone engaging with you? What's your onboarding experience? What's the experience of someone consuming your content, right? Like those are experiences. So like, I think the emphasis on these experiences need to be better. Like, it's not just about like the conversion. It's not just about like dollar in, dollar out. Like, yes, like those things matter. It's not about the vanity metrics as much, but like, what's the experience of someone consuming your content? Like, I think about that. Like, I think about you listening to this, where like whatever you're doing, and I think of like the top 3 to 5 scenarios. Like, you're cleaning your house, you're like walking around the city, or you're walking around your town, you're waiting for a bus, maybe you're at the gym and you're like just wanting like to check in. I don't know if I'm like a gym voice type of guy. I've had people tell me that, like, you know, they listen to this podcast while they're working out, which is really cool, but I don't know if that's what I would opt in for personally. But hey, that's amazing. So like, I think about each and every single person in those scenarios, and I say, okay, like, are they consuming this in the, like, what's the experience of them listening to me, right? Like, I think that's something for each of us to think about as we are putting together our experiences, our business, and our brands. I think that's fair, right? So that's number one, creating experiences. Number two, bumper stickers are very important. Let me say that again. Bumper stickers are very important. Now, bumper stickers is an idea I'm borrowing from our good old Rachel Miller. And if you, like I said, please go, I think she has like a free group. It's like, she runs a company called Moolah Marketing. I think her group is on Facebook pages, like explosive, or, you know, great growth on Facebook pages. Just look up Facebook, like how to grow your Facebook page. And you will find her, and you'll find me in the group, and be sure to say hi. But one of the concepts she talks about is bumper stickers. And bumper stickers is, like, a lot of you probably know, like, grew up where you had bumper stickers and you put them in the car. Like, I remember when I was in middle school and high school, like, you'd make like the honor roll and the school would give you like a bumper sticker so that you could put it in your car, and people would drive by and be like, oh, like, they have a student that, like, one, goes to that high school or goes to that middle school, and second, they are kind of smart because, or academically gifted because, they made the honor roll, right? I don't know if they still do that, but, you know, in I know in my area, where I grew up in the US and in Maryland, tons of people wore different bumper stickers, right? Like, I love Jesus, or like, I love this, or whatever. Like, so, like, they, you know, you would wear a bumper sticker to tell someone something about you, right? And it would be a good representation of who you are. Sometimes people would use that to make, like, to build rapport. So, like, why do I bring this up? Like, in all of your branding, in your Facebook page, and in your Instagram, like, what's your bumper sticker? Are you wearing your bumper sticker? And on top of that, are you reverse engineering the person that you're trying to attract? Like, are you reverse engineering what they would want to share? Right? And Rachel is, like, so brilliant in talking about this, because if you could reverse engineer that and you could figure out what are the things that they're wanting to share about themselves, like, you become like that bumper sticker. And so it becomes effortless for them to share your content, right? Because they want to share that about themselves. They want to share that about their business. And when you, and let's be honest, anytime in social media, you're sharing things. Yes, sometimes, like, you want to help a friend or whatever, but a lot of times you're sharing things because you believe it's a good representation of who you are, right? And by you sharing that, other people are like engaging with that part of you, of who you are. Is that too deep for the podcast? I don't know if this is too deep for the podcast, but bumper stickers are massively important. So what are the bumper stickers that you are wearing in your brand? Are they shareable within your community? Maybe that's why you're not getting tons of engagement. Maybe that's why you're not getting people to share your content or to engage with it, because is it so much about you, right? Or is it about them? Is it about their values? Is it about their message, right? So think about that. Just think about it. Not calling anyone out, just thinking about it, all right? So number one, creating experiences, massively important. Number two, bumper stickers. Think about your bumper sticker, how important that is for one's brand. The next lesson is, I wrote who you are. And I think you have to get very clear on who you are as a business owner, who you are as the, you know, the people that you want to be able to serve, and the place that you want to have in their mind. And I know this is kind of basic, but, you know, sometimes it's the most basic concepts that take forever to master. And I remember when I was sitting at Tribe Live, and the whole, that event is put on by Stu McLaren, And he's really a master at memberships, right? And someone posed the question and said, hey, you know, I have course A, I have course B, and I don't know what to, like, how should I run a membership? And the answer was so simple. It was so great. I remember it and said, people do a course to get from point A to point B. So meaning people do a course to learn how to get six-pack abs, right? They don't have six-pack. Now they want, like, they want to get a six-pack after 6 weeks or whatever. So they do the course, right? People join us in Podcast Your Brand in our accelerator program because they don't have a podcast. So they go from point A to point B where they do have a podcast, right? So, like, that's a course, right? When do you introduce the membership? The membership is about mastery of that skill, right? Because let's be honest, just because you have six packs today, does that not mean, like, what are you trying to master? You're trying to master your health. You're trying to master optimizing your body. You're trying to master optimizing your sleep. You're trying to master new workouts. You're trying to master a new diet, nutrition, right? Like, all these different aspects. It's not just, like, in one course. So, like, you know, if I was to ever open up a membership, it's not just on podcasting, right? It's on the mastery of, you know, front end and back end and so many of the concepts that we talk about, the dream car method, right? It's on how to storytell, how to effectively be omnipresent, you know? So, like, that's the thing. I'm in a mastermind called The Council, put on by my good mentor and friend of mine, Nicholas Kuzmich. And that's what the whole, he's, like, really famous for, like, being the number one Facebook ads, like, individual. But it's not about Facebook ads per se. It's about being a really intelligent marketer. And we have probably like 200 or so of, like, literally the brightest and smartest marketers in the entire industry, in the entire online marketing industry. So it's cool to, one, be a part of it, and two, to, like, not be the smartest person in any of those rooms, right? And to feel like I'm just learning from all these individuals and taking some of what they're doing and applying into my business. And so I think that's really cool. And figuring out who you are, I think you figure out which business model makes the most sense. It's not just about jumping from, like, oh, like, someone said affiliate marketing works, so I'm going to do affiliate marketing. Oh, someone says podcasting works, so I'm going to do podcasting. Oh, I'm going to, like, write a book, and now I'm going to write a book because, you know, writing a book seems like it's a good idea. Or, you know, now I'm going to go do speeches because, like, speeches is a good idea. Or I'm going to do Facebook ads because Facebook, like, each of those, yes, each of them works. Like, they all work technically. Right? It's just about where's your focus and who you are. Like, what's your unique ability? What's your set of skills? Like, what's your genius? And obviously, if you don't have that specific set of skills, like, I don't have that specific set of skills for, like, accounting, right? Like, what do? Like, you hire out, right? So, like, you figure out, you don't ask, like, how do you do accounting? You ask who's going to do my accounting? You know what I mean? So, like, same thing, like, figuring out, it's not about you tackling affiliate and speaking, writing book. Like, it's not about you doing all that. It's about you figuring out what do you do really well and then asking who can help you do those important things, because they all work. They all work to help you get your message out there. They all work in driving profits and your ability to be omnipresent and your ability to get your message out there. Yes, it technically all works, but which one works for you? That requires you knowing who you are. So that's lesson number three. And the last one is thinking long-term just wins. Like, the long-term thinking of everything wins. And there's this really great, I'm going to see if I can pull it up. I had written down all my notes. So I'm, like I said, I'm part of the council, and the council was the last event that I went to. So after 5-6 events, I was, like, really event out. And it was just it's a one-day mastermind. We meet, like, 4 times a year. And Nick had invited a really cool guy named Dean Jackson. Some of you might know Dean Jackson. If you don't, look up Dean Jackson. He's a pretty brilliant mind in marketing. He is the guy who gets accredited for inventing things like the 9-word email, the squeeze page. He runs a podcast with Joe Polish called I Love Marketing. Really, really bright guy. Anyways, he shared about this one thing. He said, over a 2-year period, people will buy. Okay? 2-year period, people will buy. So, whatever it is that they're looking for, let's say I'm looking for, like, a weight loss program, in the next 2 years, I'm going to buy something, okay? Here's the breakdown, though, very important. Listen very carefully, okay? 15% of people buy within 90 days, okay? First 3 months, 15% of all those people that will buy, they buy, right? That's probably what you would call people that are hot, You know what I mean? If you put the right offer in front of them, they're going to buy, right? But listen to this, 85% of people, right? 85% of people buy after the 90 days and they do it within the next 2 years, right? So if you focus instead of the 15%, which every marketer almost across the board focuses on, right? Everybody's like, how do we get sales? How do we generate profit? Like, how do we get these numbers down? How do we increase this, right? Like, that's kind of like the conversation a lot of marketers have. If you focus on the 85%, if you focus on the longer term of anything, right, you're actually focusing on the 5 times the profit, right? 85%, 5 times more, right, than 15%, almost, four and a half, but 4 3/4, whatever. So that's the idea, is like just knowing things like that and knowing that, you know what, I need to have a short-term strategy, yes, because I have, you know, we all have bills to pay. We all have, like, you know, payments, car payments, rent, whatever it is, right? Like, that we want, like, to pay for. But do you have a medium to long-term strategy? Do you have a long-term strategy of building who you are, of building experiences, of doing these things? Because in the long term, that is where the money is at. That's where you build a real business, ladies and gentlemen. A real business, not just one that you're able to generate some great profits in the first couple months and then it fizzles out. So it's about the long-term game. And I know some of these are super, super simple, you know, creating experiences, duh, of course, like who doesn't want to create an experience, right? But how many of you are doing that? How many of you are thinking about each segment, each part of your business and thinking of that as an experience? That's something to think about. Bumper sticker, right? What's the message that you're putting out there? What's the content you're putting out there? Is it shareable? Is it something that people would wear? Is it something that people would put on their car, right? You got to dig into that. I got to dig into that. That's something I need work in for sure. Who are you? Self-awareness, unique ability, genius. Who are you? What's the business that's right for you? How is your business benefiting you, leveraging your unique ability? And then how can you kind of get the rest of those different parts out and build that team? That's where I'm at as well. Long-term. Are you thinking long-term? Are you building your business for the long-term? Are you thinking about the 85% rather than the 15%? So those are some of my key lessons learned. As you can probably tell, this episode probably could have gone on easily an hour. If you got any value out of this, please, let us know. Please let me know. You can reach out to me on social, at the Jay Wong on most social media channels. I don't think this episode is going to be going on YouTube, so you don't have to worry about YouTube for this particular episode. But if this spoke to you, if you got any value out of this, you got to please let me know wherever you're listening to podcasts. If you can leave us a review and a rating, that would be amazing. That is how we get a lot of great guests on, and they take a look at that as well. So it would be much appreciated. I'm going to be sharing an episode with you in the coming days about why I stopped creating content more or less over the last month and what the effect and what result has that on my business. It might just shock you. And it's a little bit of a kind of like reverse psychology at play. And I want to break it down for you. So I'll probably film that and I'll share that with you guys in a few days. But let me know which one of the lessons spoke to you, 1, 2, 3, or 4. I can't wait to be sharing more content with you. Stay tuned, and remember, it's not about changing the world. That's not what being a change maker is all about. It's about creating the best version of yourself so that you could impact those closest to you in the moments in life that matter the most. That's what it's about, and I can't wait to see you in a future episode. We'll talk to you very soon. Have you been thinking of leveraging podcasts and Alexa shows to help grow your business? Not sure maybe where to start and scared of wasting time on the wrong things? Let me be your guide as I show you the right sequences and steps to be able to launch a top-rated show on iTunes, as well as actually leverage your podcast and leverage your Alexa show to build out your business. Don't you think it's time that you put your voice behind your products and services? If you were drawn to this show, then I know that it's time that you got working on your message and sharing that with the world. Get my podcast creation roadmap for free at www.theinnerchangemaker.com/roadmap. Once again, it's www.theinnerchangemaker.com/roadmap.